Thursday, April 25th, Liturgy of the Hours, mid-afternoon prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our mid-afternoon hymn. Firmly, I believe, and truly, God is three, and God is one. And I next acknowledge duly manhood taken by the Son. And I trust and hope most fully in that manhood crucified. And I love supremely solely Christ, who for my sins has died. And I hold in veneration for the love of him alone, Holy Church as his creation and her teachings as his own. Praise and thanks be ever given with and through the angel host to the God of earth and heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 127. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 128. Oh, bless those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. Your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this mid-afternoon is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8b through 9. With the strength which comes from God, bear your share of the hardship which the gospel entails. God has saved us and has called us to a holy life, not because of any merit of ours, but according to his own design, the grace held out to us in Jesus Christ. And the responsory, rejoice and be glad, says the Lord, Alleluia, for your names are written in heaven, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray, Father, you gave St. Mark the privilege of proclaiming your gospel. May we profit by his wisdom and follow Christ more faithfully. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.